Dead End Hip Hop
album review.
I know you. So you
I know.
Started conversation.
Y'all see, and the, y'all see the seat empty.
Right.
Y'all see the seat empty because somebody weren't checking the reading the text messages, even though he was
I sent
told.
Him the album.
Oh, mm-hmm. I can send it to him too. Confirmed it with him.
Right.
You know when we
shot last shoot.
You know.
Man,
you know. But anyway, we're doing this Marlo album, and you know, Marlo is a duo. It's a producer rapper rap team, and is Lawrence and a rapper. This is my first time hearing about him. Solomon Brigham. I think this is last. I know he calls himself Brigham, so I think it's Solomon Brigham. Mm. Never heard of this guy, and I never heard of this group. I think B put me onto this shit. I think B hit me, was like, yo, you listen to new Marlo? So you already knew the quality was gonna be there. Mm-hmm. You already knew the rapper will be dope. Like, they really have some type of form of quality control, I don't know. But man, I put this shit on, man. And
Lost Art.
Man, just the intro, and then it went to Lost Arts, man, and just Honest Living. And right when it hit Demonstration, I was like, oh my fucking God, like this shit is fucking crazy. Cause it's just, it was very refreshing to hear this guy rap and the energy and style that he's rapping.
Like when it's somebody you're not familiar with, you like,
yep.
That's gonna be so refreshing.
I was just blown away, and maybe it was just the newness of it all, right? Mm-hmm. But it was just something about him. It felt like there's this it factor that he got. And even Lil Orange, I gotta give him a lot of props too, because the rappers that he's worked with, all the projects thus far has been dope. But the style of beats that he's doing on here, were very fast paced and energetic. It's different from the stuff that he normally does.
The jazzy, soulful stuff.
He went away from that jazz, yep. Like using jazzy samples and stuff like that. He went away from that on his album.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Again, Honest Living, you know, and just like, you know, just his situation. And that, you know, he's doing this stuff, you know, because of his situation. And that, you know, if it wasn't in it, he, you know, he would be trying to and want to make an honest living. But yeah, it's just after, it was just like banger after banger after banger, man. It was just like a high-paced, fast adventure that just never let up. And I was just like, wow, this dude is fucking dope. And that's what I walked away with, man. And I was like, man, from top to bottom, this album was fucking amazing to me.
If this is his debut, or you know, at least this being my debut of him, I feel like he gave us like his experience being black in America. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying? With like Demonstration, Honest Living, it's another joint. Palm Readers. Like I thought that was dope. Things We Summon was dope. La Orange with that. How you take a scream from a movie and make that a beat? Like that was dope as hell. He made a scream, a female scream from a movie and like flipped and looped it up and make it a beat. Like that was dope as hell. But yeah, I felt like with this album he really like we dove into like the black experience from his perspective. I think that which was pretty dope. I'm like, damn. But yeah, when it started off with Lost Arts, I was just like, the way he was, no chorus, nothing, just going straight in. I was like, yo, this shit is about to be fucking crazy. And then, yeah, when it got to Tales from the East, I was like, that's when I was just like, damn, this shit is really like, he wasn't missing. I'm like, the way that La Orange, how he used the production style, like to use kind of like cinematic type of samples, you know, like cinematic, but he still kind of had it like boom bap. It wasn't like the usual, because I'm familiar with a lot of his work, so it's like the Jeremiah J, like that was like very jazzy, very experimental a little bit, but this one he just kept it very cinematic, like using like movie samples a lot, which was pretty interesting for him to use that for the entire album. I was at least expecting a little bit of like the old La Orange style type of production that I'm used to, but like he went the whole that cinematic, you know, rhythm. I was like, that was pretty interesting. But yeah, that MC was dope as hell, man. Like you said, refreshing, man. Like, I never heard this guy, and for him to like really dive in his personal, just being black in America, I thought it was excellent. I thought it was
great. Well, I think that's something that people says all the time, like, you know, as that introduction, you want to introduce the people to who you are, you know, and your experience, so they can kind of make that connection. And, you know, going back to La Orange, like, I think that speaks to him as a producer, for him to be able to craft these type of beats and sounds that fit, like, Brigham as a rapper, compared to the stuff that he was, you know, kind of, that he's done in the past with other type of, you know, rappers.
I liked this. I liked it a lot.
I don't think I got what you guys got though. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a sense of who the MC was really at all. When it first came on and he's rapping, I'm like, damn, this is actually really dope.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, so Lost Art.
Yeah, he's really rapping. I'm like, okay, this is what we're doing. Because I don't know why, but I expected it to be like some really laid back, like kind of like Fonte-ish type of shit. Mm-hmm. When I first saw the cover, I was just like, okay, this. It was opposite of what I was expecting walking in. Mm-hmm. And then he had some nice lines. You know, the thing about less men get rich than those that are die trying. I was like, wow, that's really, really a deep line. Then by the time I got to the end of the album, I was like, I don't remember a single other line throughout this whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
I went back and I listened to it again, mm-hmm. and again. And to me, it just seemed like the production overshadowed the MC by leaps and bounds.
Really?
To the point where, and he's not a bad MC.
Right.
He's
right.
good MC.
But you thought La Orange was like the spotlight of this?
Yes.
Because you've heard some of his work before, right?
Yes.
Okay.
When I heard him with Lyft, because that was the first time I listened to him. Y'all been talking about the guy for a while, and I just never got around to checking him out. But then I'm like, okay, you're doing shit with Lyft. I'm gonna listen because it's Mr. Fucking Lyft. And I didn't feel that way on that album, but it's Mr. Fucking Lyft.
Right.
This one, I was just like, all I'm hearing are beats. Like the guy blended in so well with the beats that it was just like, I wasn't taking anything from it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that was my takeaway. Like,
oh really? Okay, yeah. So I'm not alone.
So you feel like La Orange was the highlight of
this? This was La Orange's album.
Yeah, it felt like an instrumental album. Like it sounded like the MC was there.
Yeah, right.
But it was like it wasn't strong enough.
He wasn't whack, but he wasn't good enough to pull you in to be like, oh shit.
Yeah, it wasn't a balance. It wasn't a great balance in the sense to me.
Not at all, man.
Yeah,
I think he stood out first to me.
The rapper.
Yes, the rapper.
Okay.
And again, I've never heard of him. This is my introduction to him. Didn't know what to, you know, who says the line? Didn't know what to expect. Figo, right? Mm-hmm. And then, I totally understand where you two are coming from, mm-hmm. because, you know, the more and more I listened to it, the more and more I started
I started to really think
about like, well, wait a minute, what this dude's doing?
I'll give you that. I need to give it another spin. I mean, because I only gave it like maybe two spins, mm-hmm. or whatever. So yeah, I definitely need to listen to it again. I said I would go back and listen to it again. So I know it's something that I'm kind of missing, but just from the first two listens, I'm with Mike on it. Like, it's just, because it almost sounds repetitive in a sense, right?
Yeah. His flow patterns were basically the same.
Same thing, the entire thing.
Like, his flow patterns didn't change.
Right, and it made it sound repetitive a little bit, right? That's what, okay.
100%.
Yeah.
And again, I was conflicted because it was like, well, I like him as an MC. Mm-hmm. I like the way he raps. You know, even a whack album, I'll come in here with quotables from the album.
Right.
I got nothing. That's a testament to him not being a bad rapper.
Right.
But it's also a testament to him not being an amazing one either.
Kind of standing out enough.
He was very middle of the road.
In comparison to the production.
The production was amazing.
Yeah.
The production was amazing. The way he takes these samples, mm-hmm. and the way he's able to crack these beats.
Yes.
I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
I've never heard him do this before.
I thought they were a perfect marriage. I did.
I wouldn't say perfect, but I thought Solomon, he definitely did his thing. I thought his hooks was
they make a good team.
I didn't even
I couldn't tell you a single hook. I couldn't tell you a single hook.
Yeah, can y'all?
Did he have a lot of hooks?
Like, I don't remember. See? I was here to say, oh, his hooks are really good.
Yeah.
I don't remember a single one. And then he says, did he have hooks?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about B.
I'm just saying,
then you said, did he really have any?
No.
And then B said, I don't remember any.
Because the one thing I was about to say wasn't a hook. Love when I'm down. I don't think that was a hook. I think that was the intro to a song. But he does that. He kind of does those type of things with his voice, and I think that's kind of like part of his style. And I think he has a lot of energy at times when he's rapping. I think probably to kind of keep up with the beat, you know, that's on there.
But the beats didn't seem that fast to me.
It seemed like it was to me.
I think it was him.
Maybe it was him.
The rapper was just rapping fast on every damn song.
I think it was the energy that he had. Maybe it was his voice. Maybe it was the sound of his voice.
I think it was just the fact that he had the same flow on every song.
Yeah, he had the same
flow.
He did switch it up a little bit.
When?
Yeah.
Maybe on like a pre-chorus.
I think it was Demonstration. I think he was different on Mayday. I think he was different on Fred Sanford.
Yeah, Fred Sanford.
Yeah, he was different. I think that was one of the things because I was looking for that. And when he started to switch up the way that he rhymed, that was another thing that I liked about him. I didn't get the same thing.
I think he rhymed different on Lost Ark than even on Honest Living and Demonstration. Because Lost Ark, he was just bam, 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 bam. But then when you listen to Things We Summon, I'm like, okay, yeah, he's rhyming.
Maybe he's rhyming different, but the cadence was the same or something. Like I remember it sounded the same. Yeah. He might have been rhyming differently, but the cadence stayed the same. The pitch stayed the same.
Maybe it is. Maybe his voice was just, I don't know.
We're going to listen to it after this.
Right.
That was not his voice. And again, I'm not trying to shit on him because I think he's dope.
I know, yeah.
You know, I think he's a great MC. I just don't think he's very charismatic on a mic.
I think he is. Look, this is why I wanted to put him in the chamber, right? Because I'm listening to this and I'm like, wow, this shit is really fucking good. I'm talking to B, I know B liked it. So I'm like, okay, this is a situation where, damn, I wonder what everybody else thinks. Mm-hmm. So that's why, and I thought it was good. I thought he was good as an MC. So, and it was, for me, it felt like, okay, this would be kind of like somebody that's here's a good project to kind of spotlight and put out here and just kind of get the thoughts and opinions of everybody else. But I was really, really curious to hear what you think, and I really wanted to hear what people thought about it as well. I'm glad you listened to it, Ron.
Yeah.
To help provide some context.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, so, and I'm not taking what you got, because that's kind of what this is all about, like, you know, taking, like, the different thoughts and opinions of what people like, you know, I'm in love with the album. You're like, Long Orange is great. You know, the MC is good, but he didn't stand out.
They're not a good match to me.
Wow.
They're just not a good match to me. I feel like maybe I might like this rapper if he was rapping over something different. But these fucking beats, all I hear are the beats.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like almost to the point where his rapping, he doesn't sound like Danny Brown in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But sometimes when Danny Brown just gets on that roll and just starts rapping, sometimes you don't even focus on what he's saying anymore. It's just a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a lot, but sometimes it happens. I felt like that throughout this entire project, where it's just, when he's rapping, mm-hmm. it's just a sound that's there. And I'm usually the rap guy. Like, I want to hear the motherfucker rapping.
Right.
Even if the beats are whack, I want to hear the motherfucker rapping.
Right.
This is the first time that I can really think where it was the exact opposite. Where I was just like, all I'm hearing are the beats.
Yeah, because normally for you, yeah, you never be like, man, the beats is...
These beats are amazing.
Yeah.
But the rapper to me, just he wasn't charismatic to battle my attention for the beats.
Lost Art. That's like one of my favorite tracks like this year. I love that joint. Things We Summon, Palm Readers, The Basement, and Fred Sanford.
A Lost Art, Honest Living, Demonstration, Fred Sanford, and Mayday.
I'll say Lost Art. I liked Demonstration, and I'm gonna say The Basement, mainly because I like that beat so damn much.
Yes.
The way he uses that bass sound,
yes.
and the chopped up vocal samples was just amazing.
If you're watching, so Lawrence, definitely familiar with you and your work, and I'm definitely impressed how you switched it up and created beats and the sound that fits the rapper, Solomon Brigham. Forgive me if I'm saying your first name incorrectly, but yeah, this is my first time hearing of you as a rapper, and I definitely love what I heard, and I think you guys, to me, make a great team, you know, from front to back. I definitely really, really enjoy this project, and, you know, from Honest Limit to Demonstration, I like the way you switch things up, so overall, man, I definitely would look forward to you guys putting out another project in the future. And definitely I'm curious to hear some of your earlier work and check some of that out.
Yes, if you guys are watching, you know, great job on this album, man. I echo Ken. I really dug this album, Orange. I mean, been a fan of you since Still Spinning, After the Flowers EP, Orchard Days, The Ordinary Man, like, and the way you still, the joint you did with Jeremiah J, Mr. Lift, like, and just the beats you crafted for this joint is just amazing. Like, I would never thought that you would, the way you flip some of these samples and craft these beats. I when I was listening to it, I was just like, Jesus Christ, like, dude, you was on the planet with this. And Solomon Britton, Brenham. Okay. Yeah, good job, man. Like, I think you did a great job for this being my introduction to you. I think I've even tweeted this to you before. Like, Lost Artist, like, one of my top 10 songs, hip hop songs for 2018. I love the way you were so vicious just rhyming on that joint. And I like your song structure throughout this album too. I think you did a great job of really structuring the song. It's just being my first time listening to you. So yeah, good job, fellas, with this album.
The Orange, I'm a fairly new fan. I got put on to you through the project you did with Mr. Lift. And it's been 100% my fault because these guys have been saying that you're dope for years. Solemn, I'm brand new to you. I've never heard a single word that you've spit until this project. What I really want to do is I really hope that nothing I said sounded disrespectful. I think, Solemn, I think you're dope. Orange, I think you're dope. For some reason, this mixture to me just didn't work. I don't really know much to say here. Like, I love Chinese food, I love pizza, but I don't like Chinese food pizza. You know what I'm saying? So maybe separately, I might like Solomon Brigham's stuff a little bit more. But for right now, this project was just not one that was very memorable for me. But the positive thing is, I'm in the minority. It seems like everybody here really enjoyed it. So take solace in that. You can kind of ignore what I'm saying. But I will definitely check out what y'all do next, just because I'm curious.